Overall, we went down there. We kicked some serious butt. We weren't able to come away with the entire team trophy, but we took first among small schools by a wide margin. I believe the next school was Craig, and we beat them by about 60 points. So that's like, that's probably like three first-place finishes difference. As I said, we wrestled very, very well. There was a couple kids that, you know, surprised the heck out of me. Like Valen Weathers was a good example. I had three guys already at 105 pounds, and he was 107. So he was like, well, you can go to 110, but we already have the number one seed at 110. So he's like, okay, coach, put me up at 115. I'll wrestle up there. And he drew the number two seed right off the bat and went out there and stuck him. I'm like, perfect. And then he worked his way all through. And he was wrestling up two weight classes and made it into the finals. Very, very pleased with how he did this weekend.
And did you have any regional champs?
Or? We had two. We had eight in the finals. Out of 19 that were actively wrestling, 12 of them placed and had eight in the finals. Caleb Morrison took first at 75 pounds, and Gage Masson got to wrestle at his actual weight. We've been wrestling him up all season, and it was great because he wrestled a kid that he had wrestled a lot through peewees and whatnot, and we had been trying to, you know, get this match going for a while. And we finally met up with this guy who was, his natural weight was 80 pounds, and Gage had a score to settle. He went out there and they did 3 1-minute rounds, and by the end of the third, we were up 12-4. I mean, it was just absolute domination. It was enough that that kid ended up bumping up to 85 pounds because he did not want to wrestle Gage again. And so it was, it went very well. Sapphire Weathers competed at 127. She actually got down to her actual weight this weekend and did very well, pinned a lot of kids. She's got really long arms, so she was hammering cradles left and right. I mean, as soon as anybody got their head close to their knee, she was slamming that thing home. So the semifinal round, it was a good way for us to start off. We went out and just got two pins back-to-back from Caleb and Gage, just bam, bam, and that kind of lit a fire under everybody and kind of gave everybody a little bit of motivation, and everybody was fired up in the stands. And then we came to our 127-pound match, and it was Wyatt Litster, another one of our finalists. He was just not having the greatest match. He was down 10-0 or so, and his opponent made a mistake. He went to go throw a cradle in and did a suicide, and Wyatt did what you're supposed to do, which is grab her on the arms and roll with it. And the kid went right onto his back, and I flew out of my chair. He's pinning himself. And the ref kind of dove down there, I'll be darned, and called the pin for a defensive pin. So congrats on Wyatt on that one. It was a real heads up on by him. And he had an opportunity too in the finals to, in my mind, win it. He took the kid down, and his head was right there, and if he would have swum the head, I know how strong Wyatt is. If he would have locked up that cradle that was there, I think he would have been able to pin the kid. But he wrestled very well this weekend too. He's one of those kids that's putting his time in, and it's really starting to show. He might get a little discouraged next year because most freshmen, they come in, they get, you know, wrestling juniors and seniors, but I think he's going to be one of those ones. Sophomore, you're going to start seeing it, and then junior and senior year, it's going to be, oh my goodness.
So you mentioned that. How many of these kids are eighth graders that are graduating out?
Losing five or six. The majority of my team is sixth graders. I had at the very end, some of them didn't travel. I had 25 or 26, and 11 of them were sixth graders. So, I mean, I have a huge, huge class coming up, and I can still continue to build with that. So it's Viking Wrestling's on its way up.